Hebrews 10:19 says, "Brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings." Father in heaven, thank you that we can approach you, and not just approach you, but draw near to you with confidence and with the full assurance that faith in Christ brings today. Thank you, Lord. Hey, everybody. I miss all my Point Lookout people and anybody else who's listening today. This isn't what we expected, was it, for spring of 2020? I know it's spring in most of the country. Here in New York, we affectionately refer to this as late winter. It's like 40-something degrees and rainy outside here in Point Lookout. But this isn't the spring, I think, that any of us expected, yet here we are. I'm personally recovering from this dreaded COVID-19, as a lot of you are, and thousands of New Yorkers. Actually, somehow New York has become this hotbed for the coronavirus, but we're getting through it. We're gonna get through it. And really, it's something that was really unexpected and unknown. There's a lot of unknown about it to this point. And it reminded me of this scripture from the book of James that talks exactly about that, the unknown and the unexpected. And James offers some advice as to how we can approach these unknown things and unknown days, hopefully a little bit differently than maybe we did even just a few days ago. So let's look at that. James 4:13 says this: "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business or make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and we'll do this or we'll do that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance." Wow. Are you serious right now? This so accurately describes my life and maybe your life just a few weeks ago. In January or February, I don't know what you were doing, but I was making plans. I was planning about tomorrow and what I was going to be doing and what I thought I should be doing. I had exactly these plans to go to such and such a city and to do such and such a thing. My wife and I are celebrating our 30th anniversary and hers and my 50th birthdays. And so we had a trip planned abroad. We had the tickets purchased. We had the accommodation set up. We just knew exactly what we were going to do, or so we thought, and then everything came to a screeching halt. We had plans to move from the house, our own home that we had lived in the last 10 years. We had plans to move to Point Lookout, to be closer to my work, to be closer to family, to be closer to the beach, and all our big plans just went up in smoke. Nothing like a national emergency or a global pandemic to put a wrench in the plans that you had. And here James says, you don't know what your life will be like tomorrow. Man, that so describes our experience of the last couple of weeks. Celebrations and renovations will have to wait. There's a thing called coronavirus that's getting in the way. And James says, come on, people, with your plans, with your big ideas, with your presumptions and your arrogance. He just called me arrogant to make those assumptions and to assume I would know what would be coming down the pike tomorrow. Now, don't get me wrong, there's absolutely nothing wrong with planning, but there's absolutely everything wrong with presumption, particularly presumption about tomorrow, because you don't know what your life will be like tomorrow. And if nothing, this last week or two has shown us that we have no idea what life will be like tomorrow. Right now, as we speak, people are assigning probabilities and guessing what's going to happen tomorrow. We have prognosticators, we have actuaries, we have talking heads, politicians, and journalists, and everybody speculating about tomorrow. And along comes James, who says, "You don't know. You don't know." And you arrogantly think that you know, but you don't know what your life will be like tomorrow. But we work and we plan and we prepare, and yet we don't know. Newsflash, tomorrow is here. This isn't what I had planned. I don't know about you. Nothing like a global pandemic to kill all the plans you made, and nothing like a global pandemic to remind us of this reality that exists every day, each and every day, but on which most days we forget about this reality that you are a vapor. My life is a vapor. Think about that. You know, there's people with their e-cigarettes and the vapor that's there for just a minute, poof, and it's gone. That's what James says my life and your life are like, a vapor. But wait, I had plans. I had a trip that I was going to take. You don't understand. I was going to make all this money. Were you? How's that plan working out in this economy? Nope. Sorry. Time's up. And in our arrogance, we buy into the illusion that this will just keep going and just stay the same. Everything will keep rolling. It's going to recover. Guess what? One day, it may not. I think we were sadly mistaken. Beasley, I was hoping to hear this nice, pleasant word. I was hoping you'd encourage us with something to get us through this thing. Listen, I think we're going to get through this thing. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with plans. There's nothing wrong with consulting the experts and probabilities. Listen, this isn't the first calamity. This isn't the worst calamity. It's certainly not the last calamity, and we're going to get through it. Listen, I'm just reading what's written here in the scripture, and I have to believe that it's written for my good. It's written for your good. It's written for the good of anybody who's willing to take a chance on it and believe it. And even though it's not pleasant, it's strangely comforting to know that despite my short-sightedness, today offers yet another opportunity for me to see this reality, to dispense with my arrogance, to have a little bit of humility about tomorrow, and to recognize that I have no idea what tomorrow may bring. So I better reckon with today. I better reckon with life and God today, because I don't know about tomorrow. And James offers us an alternative to the arrogance and the presumption of thinking that we can predict the future, an alternative to making plans only to run headlong into cancellations or calamity. James says, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live. You ought to say, if the Lord wills, we'll do this and we'll do that. Not like a caveat, like some Christianese phrase to do or to say before you do whatever it is you want to do. Oh, if the Lord wills. No. He says, here's a different approach that you should take to life and to everything that you do today and every plan that you make about tomorrow. If the Lord wills, we'll do this and we'll do that and we'll go there. Rather than presuming to predict the future, we ought to presume to trust God and to ask him for his will, just like our big brother Jesus did. You know, Jesus made plans. Jesus was always talking about what he was going to do next. We're going to go here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to serve in this way. I'm going to give my life. We're going across this lake. Here's what I want you guys to do to prepare for the Passover, or whatever's coming next. He was always making plans and preparing for the next thing. And you know what he did as an example for us? He said, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done, Father. if it be your will, here's what I'd like to do. Who am I to think that I should do anything differently from that? And in the middle of his plans, Jesus, the Son of God, said, not my will, but yours be done. So if the Lord wills, my wife and I will celebrate our 30th anniversary. If the Lord wills, we'll relocate to Point Lookout, if the Lord wills. And if the Lord wills, we'll all live another day and we'll get through COVID-19 and we'll figure out $2 trillion worth of debt in addition to the other 20 plus trillion. If the Lord wills, I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. But I know this, my life is a vapor and so is yours. And neither one of us knows for sure what our lives will be like tomorrow. So we better let that inform our lives and our experience, and we better clothe ourselves in a little bit of humility and begin to trust God instead of just our own knowledge about the future. I want to make my mantra going forward, if it wasn't before all this, I want it to be, if the Lord wills. Make your plans, listen to wisdom, weigh the advice of all the experts. Just realize this, not a single one of us knows what life will be like tomorrow, including all those experts with their plans and their advice. And that's humbling to have to admit, but that's probably a good thing. Let me pray for us. Father in heaven, thank you for the reminder. Thank you for the truth. The truth is you are God and I'm not. The truth is our lives are just a vapor, here today and gone tomorrow. How could we presume to know anything about tomorrow or what life will be like? So Father, teach us to number our days. Help us to trust in you. Lord, by your grace, we can get through all these things. By your grace, we can experience your strength and know your peace in the middle of every challenge that we face. And by your grace, Lord, we can trust you for tomorrow because we don't know what it's going to be like, but you absolutely do. And I pray, Father, that our trust and our hope would be in you and not in ourselves and not in money and not in the government and not in our own strength, but that our trust would be in you. And we pray in Jesus' name for your kingdom to come and for your will to be done, Father, in our lives. Lord, I pray for healing and for comfort and peace and strength for every person in the sound of my voice, Lord, that by your grace, you would bring healing, you would restore, and you would help us, Father, to know you more and to trust you more, Father, and to walk in the love to which you've called us. We thank you for your word and the promise of your presence with us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing a lot of you again soon, if the Lord wills. Till then, I pray for your continued safety and health in Jesus' name. God bless you all.